This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Greg Sankey, who's the SEC commissioner, and clearly is in charge of that conference, not all of college football, I think he could pretty clearly feel like he's the target. And so what he spent his time doing this weekend was taking pop shots at the ACC and the Big 12 for complaining that they want the world in these future college football playoff negotiations. To the point that I would say, borderline threatening to say, hey, everyone keeps asking me what the hell we even need the NCAA for at all. As in, yeah, we'll just go it alone. This goes back to the same thing. I think they're way overplaying their hand gold. And what I don't think the SEC understands is that you cannot exist in college football as a standalone conference of just 20 teams for multiple reasons. One, you cannot run anything like the NCAA tournament that will get the attention of the NCAA tournament. So you've just punted on basketball. Bye. You just given up on that. And I know that's not the big cash cow, so maybe you're fine with it. Two, I think you eliminate a huge chunk of fans who watch SEC football because it's some of the best football in the land. When you take their teams away from it, no longer do Iowa State fans care what Alabama is doing. And now you've eliminated that portion of the progress. Not to even mention some of the stuff I was reading about this weekend that creates the entire thing. Right now, you're not in the crosshairs of the federal government. That's all coming for how they're paying players. The second you become a standalone thing, antitrust stuff comes into the mix. And now you got to combat that too. And the government, truthfully, is not going to want to watch the NCAA, a large institution, get dismantled because the SEC kind of got pompous this weekend and said we can go it alone. They got to think about the health of the sport. I know his job is to make the SEC the best. Yeah. But part of that is like the health of college football.
I think part of his job should be, though, Cody, to look out for what's best for the sport, because when you're the power, when you have the power, which Greg Sankey is probably, him and Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, they are in charge of the sport, basically, based on how the current thing is situated. It's part of his job, I think, or his obligation to college football to make sure what's best for the sport is actually lectured on by him. But we know that in the revenue and all that other stuff, it is all about what's good for me and my conference and my teams, and forget everybody else. That's why Greg Sankey's comments shouldn't surprise you, but it doesn't mean that they're incorrect.
Yeah, look, he's not going to be around by the time the potential, what you're discussing, Cody, the potential like true separation of the Big Ten and the SEC, like from an actual separation. We already know there is a separation. It already exists. You're talking about like a true different championship tournament.
We're a different
playoff
conference. Yeah. We don't even exist in the NCAA. We're doing our own thing.
Like the thought of the Big Ten and the SEC having their own national championship playoff and then the rest. And some would argue we already are kind of starting to see that. But I think the weird thing about the comments from Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, is he is doing all these things that are continuing to leverage the SEC and the Big Ten, which I do think is part of his job. But he also doesn't want any of the bad headlines. Well, that's how this works, buddy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want the blowback and any of the criticism for doing things that are clearly hurting the Big 12, the ACC, the Group of Five, obviously.
He doesn't want to be criticized. He wants them to just take it and shut up.
Right.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, that
doesn't
work that way.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to just get robbed and then be like, thanks for robbing me.
Yeah, that's just not how this whole thing works. It's just, unfortunately, with every potential adjustment to the college football playoff, every adjustment is meant to benefit the SEC and the Big Ten. And that's never, like, guys, that's never changing. There's never going to be some adjustment that says, oh, you know what? That's really good for the Big 12. That's like, you can say, well, college football playoff is good for them. No, because when they go to 14 here in 2026 and eventually 16,
it's going to be 14 or 16. They don't know yet.
Whatever it's going to be, it's not like they're going to now have five Big 12 teams. And no, there's going to be six SEC teams that get in, or seven SEC teams that get in / Big 10.
The thing that I think is the worst part about this is he went on, you know, his whole diatribe. He said that in the current format, it's, quote, clear that not losing is more important than playing quality opponents, which I think it's
back to he doesn't think wins should matter.
Well, and again, I think he's telling on himself and his conference at this point, because it's hard to say boo-hoo when you stole the best teams from other conferences and then you want to complain when somebody outside of your conference does well. The reason, like Alabama, let's be honest, if they didn't have all the teams that they had in there and hadn't expanded and all that other stuff, maybe Alabama doesn't go 9-3. And maybe you actually have a case of them being in the playoff because the conference isn't as quote unquote difficult. I understand the quality of opponents being important, but you also complaining about teams, you complaining that not losing is more important than quality opponents isn't what we saw last season, because if Alabama doesn't go 9-3, if Alabama just wins another game, if they don't lose to Oklahoma, who sucked last year, then they're in the college football playoff. If Ole Miss doesn't lose to Kentucky, who stunk last year, then Ole Miss is in the playoff and other teams are not. I just don't get how you can complain and say boo-hoo when you're the reason why this is all happening in the first place.
Tearing down this whole system for a 9-3 Alabama team. What the hell?
That also is sad.
You're
going to
burn this whole thing down for one mediocre Alabama squad?
Right. Yeah, no, I'm with both of you. I just think this weekend, it's more that he doesn't like that he's being painted as like the bad guy.
Well, that's the bad guy.
For everybody else that's not in the SEC and the Big Ten, that's what you are.
And like, when you run the show, you're going to get the blame when something goes wrong.
And deep down, I still think both things can be true. We can say he's the bad guy in this, if you will, but he is doing his job. Like, has he propped up and made more money for the SEC schools? Has he enhanced the league and all that? He's done all that. It sucks that it's hurt, I think, the college sports fan. And certainly if you're a fan of the Big 12 or ACC and in these other non conferences compared to the SEC and the Big Ten, but he is doing his job. It's just, it sucks.
I think this is a perfect example of why you shouldn't have ADs and commissioners making decisions that are best for the sport, because we already know that they have that bias. Like Greg Sankey being the most powerful man in college football is a problem, because
who should be in charge? Like, somebody's got to make should it be, though?
Well, no one's going to just separate why, and put someone that, in the that, that's NCAA why every, in charge.
That's why everybody's calling for a commission or a commissioner to be an overarching body that is in charge of everything. You shouldn't have ADs making decisions.
I don't disagree,
you shouldn't have boosters making decisions. But I also think, like, Gold, you're right in the fact that Greg Sankey does what's best for the SEC and making the money. I think, though, it blinds teams from actually doing what's best for them. Like I was talking to Cody about this in the bullpen. Missouri makes more money.
Yes.
Vanderbilt makes more money. Auburn makes more money. Arkansas makes more money. But they are not in a, but if the AD for that school, for any of those schools, says, you know, we really care about winning trophies and the championships that we have, I call BS. You care about making more money. That's why you let Texas and Oklahoma come in with no problem, and teams that are better than you
get invited in
where you're never going to win. And you saying we care more about trophies is a load of BS, because you don't. You care more about money than you do actually winning. Otherwise, Missouri would still be in the Big 12.
Right.
They'd have a better chance of winning in the Big 12.
Right, but now that the dust has settled and it's well over 10 years since Missouri has left, they made the right call, because part of winning championships, you also have to be able to compete at, you know what I mean?
Like, you have to be able to be in the playoff.
Yeah, you have to be in the right spot to have a shot.
Yeah, Missouri is in the SEC, like, and still isn't making the playoffs.
Fine. I mean, you said it, not me. Like, I'm with you. Like, there's part of me that obviously recognizes that. I would say, though, given the constant worry, if you're in a Big 12 school still, if you're KU or K-State, about what the future of your program looks like and athletic department looks like, because you don't know if your conference exists and are you going to be at the dinner? Are you still going to have a seat at the table and all that? No, Missouri, While you can say they're not competing for championships, they are still in a much better position now because they left. They just are.
Currently, so like, are they actually right now?
Yeah, wait.
Yes. They're in the best conference in America.
They weren't competing for national titles before, but now they make a lot of money and are not.
Look, you know, I went to KU, and so there's a lot of people, like, and trust me, like,
they're in a way better spot.
I still think if
none of
if none of those schools would have left to begin with, none of this would have happened. But now that we all know that you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, Missouri is absolutely in a better spot now. They're not worrying about, are they going to be in a conference still in 7 years? That matters. That is a huge, that's first and foremost, that is the number one priority, I think, if you're an athletic director at the time, is are we in a stable conference that we can compete facility-wise, financially, and all this? And in order to do that, you have to be, especially in the new NIL era, you have to be in one of these big boy conferences.
But are they actually, this is where I think we differ just a little bit. In the future, I agree with you. Like, looking, like, long-term, Missouri is in a much better spot, obviously. But currently, as we sit, like, for this upcoming football season, Kansas State has the best chance. Last year, last year was the same. This year is the same. Next year is probably the same. Kansas State has a better chance to make the playoff than Kansas or Missouri does.
For this 1 year, I don't disagree.
But last year was the same thing as well.
No, last year going into Missouri had a great shot at getting one of the easiest schedules in the
none of them made it, for what it's worth, so it didn't really matter.
But Missouri isn't relying. Kansas State can win its conference and be in. Missouri is not winning in the
SEC. Don't know
in
five. We don't know in for the long haul. Can they do that? You're pointing out, like, one this particular season, I am with you that Kansas State has a better chance to make the college football playoff than Missouri.
Even I thought the same thing because Missouri had the easier long-term schedule, but Missouri still banked on.
The reason why they don't long term though, Drew, is like the Big 12 potentially doesn't exist in 5 years. I hope that's not the case, but like there's a chance it doesn't exist. I know the SEC with Missouri in it exists. They're at least going to have a seat at the table no matter what happens.
This kind of goes back to the NCAA tournament part of complaints, which I don't understand, is like, so every time the fourth or fifth school out of the SEC doesn't make the college football playoff, you're gonna cry and have a fit and ask for a participation trophy. Our team got left down. And they probably looked at Ohio State winning it all and then got even more mad. That's the problem, is because you didn't have to be you could have been the third best team record-wise in the Big Ten or the SEC and go through a run through the championship and still win it. And so Alabama, DeBoer was talking this morning and said, I'd like to see what the other teams who got in did with our schedule. Like, just win more games. I don't understand why college football is the only sport that is against winning games, meaning more than anything else. Just simply winning games. Again, like, that's it. Winning more games.
And that goes back to the SEC telling on itself, where you're mad about going 9-3, but you're the ones who are making it more difficult on your teams to make it.
It
wouldn't be as hard for Alabama if they didn't have to play Texas and Georgia and all these other teams. You know, it'd be a lot easier if you just didn't have the best schools from the Big 12 come over into your conference and then say, here you go, good luck to everybody, and go from there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.